This is Geratzet Hayer,
a toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Geratzet Hayer, Geratzet, Party Luis, Inchpes ek hayengerner. Hey, this show's about being an Armenian, my friends. We cover everything from the everyday life of being an Armenian, from our foods we eat, from Armenian teams and sports, Armenian politics, even Armenian entertainment. So kick back, my friends, with your morning surge and relax and enjoy my show. It's going to be a good one. How can we not start the show off with not talking about April 24th? It's just around the corner. Our centennial year of April 24th, 1915, the remembrance of the Armenian Genocide. My friends, if you can attend a gathering to mourn this day, please do so. If you can't, you know what? Get around friends, get around your families and talk about it. This is something that we cannot let go, and we cannot let this fire ever burn out. This candle has got to be lit for as long as we live, and we need to pass it on. And this is a big year here for 1915. This is our 100th year in this. So it's very special that we go out there and we express to the world how we feel about this horrific day. If we don't carry this burden, I'll tell you one thing. There's an Armenian poet. His name was Bedros Toroyan. That I feel is the most beautiful two paragraphs ever written in this poetry here. Now, I'm going to read you guys this, and it's really special to me, all right? So just bear down here. I'm going to grab this piece of paper that I wrote this down on. When they set my tomb in order fair, and when the bitter sobs and wailing shrill, my dear ones from the grave at length depart, yet know, my friends, I shall be living still. Here's the second paragraph to this. But when my grave is forgotten, shall remain in some dim nook, neglected and passed by. When from the world my memory fades away, that is the time when I indeed shall die. Now, this is very beautiful because this tells you, this poet right here, Bedros Toroyan, is telling you, and he's telling everyone in a way that we cannot forget April 24th. Those people, those Armenian people that died that day, the 1.5 million have to be remembered. They will never die. As long as we keep their memory alive, this is the most beautiful thing that we got left, my friends. I was lucky. I was a lucky kid growing up in Granite City. In Lincoln Place, practically Armenian and Mexican people, they were good, hardworking people. They worked side by side, and everyone got along. It was a great place to be, a great environment. My grandfather, Imdedes, with all the other grandfathers that would come to the Alump. Alump is a club. It's a kind of like a social place where they all gathered to. And you know what? It was like six, seven guys, old guys, that would sit there and play cards together. I think it was some sort of a spades game. I never did understand it. But you know what? Seeing all the old Fedai pictures all around the place and seeing all the pictures of the general, General Antranik, Nishte, it was the most beautiful place, and I felt so safe. And they'd always get me a Hershey bar, and I'd always squeeze my little body between my grandfather and a couple of the old guys and just sit there and watch them play. And I used to talk about the World War One, about them fighting Turks and everything, and they just used to smile. And, you know, it was a beautiful scene. But, you know, all of them have passed away, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of it to where they introduced me to how important it is to be an Armenian. And you know what? That stuff needs to keep burning again. It's very important, my friends. Something else that's so beautiful to me right now, like I said earlier, you know how we just have to give our message out there. Well, check this out here. University of California, Irvine, three young Armenians And I'm sorry if I missed anyone on this one, but that's who they got. Three Armenians, Carla Kekedjian, Christine Jermakian, and Hazmik Piloposyan. I hope I said their names right on this one. But these three got in front of the school council, gave a heartwarming presentation about the Armenian genocide. And, well, needless to say, the student government passed a unanimous vote to pass a resolution commemorating the Armenian genocide and condemning its denial. That's so beautiful. Bravo, Carla, Christine, and Hazmi. Great job. This is the type of work we need out there, my friends. And these three illustrated that. And it doesn't have to be all the work going out to Washington, D.C. for our lobbyists like AGBU doing all the work for us. We can do little things around our local communities that will get attention. So bravo again, Christine, Hazmik, and Carla. Bravo. In any case, we got a big show here, and that's April 24th. Rest assured, we will keep talking about this every time I'm on this podcast. So I'm sorry if I bore some of you guys, but if you're Armenian, you should not get bored of that at all. I think it's very important. In sports, how about sports? Now we're talking sports. Sports, our Armenian soccer team. Well, we lost another heartbreaker. We lost 2-1. And listen to this one, though. We had an 0-1 lead right from the start with Mavraj. He's not even an Armenian. He's Albanian. He scored on his own goal. That's our only goal we had, with the Albanian guy scoring on his own goal. And we held this lead 1-0 all the way to the 77th minute. Well, guess who got that goal back? Mavraj. Yeah, he got his goal back. And another Albanian got another goal, Gashi, at 5 minutes later into the 81st minute there. He got another goal, and boom, they beat us. They beat us 2-1. Am I kind of wrong on this, but has our new coach, Chalandas, has he done anything productive? Since we lost our old coach, we have went from a team that was in the top 30, my friends, in the world, and now probably, I'm going to say, we could be in the 100 area right now. Because we were like 77, 78, and this loss is not going to help us out at all. And we're probably going to be in the 100th here. It's sad. It's really getting to be sad to be an Armenian soccer fan. We had something going, really special. Speaking of something special, our Armenian dominance in chess. I tell you, this is really exciting. These guys, I wish they played on our soccer team. They would probably do much better than our soccer team. These guys are smart, witty. They get the job done. I met a grandmaster. He's got a rating of 2,713. Now, that even sounds like a big number, right? Varuzhan Akobyan. Now, I met him at my friend's house. We got along. He was a quiet guy. We sat, we talked about chess and everything, and then I met him again, ran into him at a Armenian party, and I tell you what, I asked him, you got to get on my show, on my Armenian podcast show, and he said he would be delighted and honored to be a part of it. So, you know what, Genatzet Hayer, that's beautiful. That's what we're talking about here, and I can't wait to have this guy on our show. We'll talk about everywhere from the competition and what he thinks about Armenians, on how the dominant of the whole crazed Armenian chess playing is. It's amazing how good we are at that. We're good at wrestling too, by the way, but this chess thing is really taking off, my friends. I have taken time out for this first show and wrapping this show up with, I'd like to give a big shout out to Serge Tankian, Deran Melakian, Shavo Udajian, and John Domayan. These guys are from System of the Down. And I tell you what, April 23rd, these guys are going to be playing at the Armenian at Yerevan. I don't know if it's going to be free. I don't know how that's going to work out. But for these guys, I tell you, they are hardcore Armenians, just like I was talking to you earlier, these guys are what makes Armenians, what makes me so proud all the time when I see the Yerakun. You know, it's people like this that never forget, and they keep doing stuff to make Armenians happy throughout the world. That's beautiful. And my friends, we got some great shows coming up here. I'm really sorry it was a little short-winded on this one. I really want to hear from you guys out there. And hey, Chris, what is our email on this one that our Armenian friends could get a hold of us on?
Jano@armeniaproud.com.
That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy. And you guys get a hold of me on the show, and we'll play whatever you guys want to hear about. We'll see whatever's out there that you're interested about. We'll even do wine tasting of Armenian wine that's out there that you'd like to know about and all that stuff. My friends, it's been interesting. I cannot tell you how proud I am to finally have a show about Armenia out there. Genatsad Hayer, Norden Gresnevink, Kisher Party.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatsad Hayer,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. You can find the show online at www.armeniaproud.com. Or download and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for Android. This is the Ignotainment Media Network.